The Possible Collapse of Civilization by H.G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. New Year, 1909. The editor of the New York World has asked me to guess the general trend of events in the next 30 years or so, with special reference to the outlook for the state and city of New York. I like and rarely refuse such cheerful invitations to prophecy. I have already made a sort of forecast, in my anticipations, of what may happen if the social and economic process goes on fairly smoothly for all that time, and shown a New York relieved from its present congestion by the development of the means of communication and growing and spreading in wide and splendid suburbs towards Boston and Philadelphia. I made that forecast before ever I passed Sandy Hook, but my recent visit only enhanced my sense of growth and go in things American. Still, we are nowadays all too apt to think that growth is inevitable and progress in the nature of things. The wonderful century, as Dr. Alfred Russel Wallace called the 19th, has made us perhaps overconfident and forgetful of the ruins of great cities and confident prides of the past that litter the